never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag and told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8.
Welcome back. Arlington.
Searched all day to find
Memorial Day weekend.
My granddad lay.
This is your host, Ray I, the Vogler Vogler, Matty G, Peanut, on a beautiful Saturday morning as we celebrate start of summer and a lot of cookouts, a lot of family. Hold those family members tight this weekend. And remember why we are enjoying the freedoms we enjoy today. Great Saturday morning. This is our Memorial Day tribute. We dedicate the show to the men and women in uniform that gave their all. What a show, Vogler Vogler.
My
I think it's
off to you,
one of our best produced shows, I believe, in a long time. Something that we absolutely, totally believe in. We've got a guest on. Sounds like a movie star.
Got the coolest.
Flint Lockridge.
Boys.
Hey, what do you think about this? Manager, partner of Tamer Outdoors, creator of the Fence Devil. Vogler Vogler, you're the one who brought this to my attention, by the way. World's best no-climb barbed wire fence crossing tool. Hey, Flint, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Ray. Thanks for having me on. I certainly appreciate it.
Oh, great, great. Great to have you on, because this is cool stuff. Now, we got our listeners out there, and they're like, what's a fence devil? So, you're on, baby. Nobody knows your product better than you.
First off, I love your Memorial Day music there, and shout out to all the military personnel and heroes that have fought so hard for our freedom and security in this country.
Absolutely.
That was a wonderful intro. But the fence devil, it's a product basically for safely getting through a barbed wire fence. Over the years, it started in the back of my mind as a dove hunter.
Yeah,
I've dove hunted for years, and it's always an issue. I don't know about everywhere else, but here in Texas, you're always around a barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
And it seemed like you had to go over it, through it, or under it. No matter how hard you tried, the birds always seemed to fall, on the other side of the fence. And like most of your listeners, I'm sure they've had to try to do the high step over the fence, climbing up the T-post, or ripped up the clothes, trying to get through the middle of it. All that while trying to deal with a weapon at the same time. It's dangerous, it's scary, and it's a good way to lose a lot of birds.
Yes, it is. Well, tell our listeners how it works. Try to put it in their mind where they can visualize this.
Well, it's a tool that goes between two of the wires, and you lift it between them, and it spreads open and holds the wire in an open position. It creates basically a hole where there's no barbs exposed. You can slide through it with gear. Kids, people that have a hard time getting around, big old boys, anybody can get through the fence.
Even the Vogler Vogler?
Safety.
Even the Vogler Vogler could fit through it? Sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
Even that.
Okay.
But it's just been so helpful, and I've tried it out. I made some prototypes.
Yeah.
And finally came up with a one that was simple and easy, and I've hunted with it a couple of years, and my buddies have, and you just pop it in place before the hunt. You can just jump back and forth between it. Makes it quick and easy. It's just been absolutely marvelous. And my friends and everybody decided that I needed to put this out there and take it to the next level. And that the response has been tremendous.
Right. One of the things you could do with this, I know we hunt a lot of big ranches out west and stuff, and we'll have media hunts. We'll have people in the vehicles with us. Have a couple of those in the truck, and you get someplace you got to cross the fence, you throw it up. But then where we hunt down in southern Missouri, where we guide Marty's customer, my brother's customers and stuff, and we do some media hunts there as well. There's some places down there that we could go in, like when we do our scouting, and put the fence devil in certain spots that we're going to use and leave them up for the season, right?
Exactly. Like I said, it started off with dove hunting with us, but we had it at a gun show a few weeks ago just to kind of get the, you know, gauge the public's opinion of it. And we had people, you know, everything from, well, I want to sneak in for my deer blind and put that up, and that way I'll know where to cross the fence to sneak in the night. We've had people saying grandpa needs one of these, utility workers, you know, even a fireman have come up, rural firemen have thought that would have been extremely helpful in a lot of situations.
Yeah, that would be like brush fires and stuff, and the Forest Service people could use that too when they got to go in on power lines and stuff and have to get someplace real quick. What, Vogler?
Well, when Joel and I were in the blind, here Big Balls was behind us, and he goes, he turns to me and he starts...
That's the name of a turkey, in case you're wondering what that was all about, Flint.
Oh, that's not your buddy, huh?
No.
And Joel, sorry, I forgot about that. Joe goes, do you think you can get through... And he looked at me, and he looked at my cast of knee braces, and he goes, never mind. We could have gone back after him.
Yeah, you could have.
If we could have got through that fence. And
Vogler, I just got this mental picture of you climbing through a fence, devil. It looked like the fence is giving birth. I couldn't watch that.
This is so cool, though.
Go ahead, Flint.
It has been very helpful. You know, we've had a lot of people initially said, oh, my gosh, this is going to tear up the fence. And we just haven't found that to be the case.
Right.
As a matter of fact, some big guy climbing over a fence destroys it.
Yeah, me and you talked about that when we visited earlier this week about having you on the show about, you know, farmers and ranchers got to love it because people could destroy a lot of fences climbing up on them and breaking wires and fasteners and stuff. Well, give us some information. How can they contact you to order or get more information about the Fence Devil?
Okay, well, of course, we're on social media, Facebook. You can look us up at Fence Devil. Easy to find. We've got a lot of information on there. Or you can go to our website through either address, fencedevil.com or tameroutdoors.com. Either one will get you there. And, you know, we'd love to have you check it out. Like I said, the response has been great. Our customers have been happy. And,
great.
You know, it's just a lot of fun, and we think it'll help a lot of people.
All right, Flint. We're going to get you back on a later show. We get into the fall hunting season. Let's get you back on and talk about this some more, see where we're at then,
right,
okay?
Guys.
Okay, brother?
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure, Flint. Have a great weekend, my friend. Talk to you soon.
You also. Bye.
All right, boys and girls. Cool. I like him. That's Dr.
That's Flint, Doc.
That's the Doc. That's the Doc. He's the Fence Devil Doc now.
It's the coolest looking thing. It's like when I saw sent it, and you go, check this out.
He'll do well with this. He'll do well. We need to take a break, Matty G. We got a lot of show yet to do. Can't talk. I'm Vogler Vogler this morning. We'll see y'all on the other side. Sorry about that birth comment. We'll see y'all on the other side.